AOPA presents Never Again, true pilot stories from the world of general aviation. In this episode, a mid-air collision with a plastic grocery bag initiates a chain of maintenance headaches for a Skylane pilot. Find out what happens in Paper or Plastic by Andy Clark. It was a warm, sunny Sunday morning at Fullerton Municipal Airport. My wife and I had spent a wonderful 2 days aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California, soaking up the ambience of transatlantic travel from a bygone era. The flight plan was open, the pre-flight had been normal, and the run-up uneventful. I pushed in the throttle on Speedbird, my 2001 Cessna 182T, and we accelerated down runway 24. About 50 feet above the runway, a large white plastic supermarket bag floated across Speedbird's path. The prop immediately shredded the bag with seemingly no ill effects. However, at about 400 feet, there was the inevitable smell of burning plastic, accompanied by a strange, almost imperceptible change in the vibration signature of the aircraft. At 600 feet, I made my decision to return to the airport. I called the tower and asked for an immediate return to the field. They seemed a little busy with other traffic, so I called Pan Pan, which got their immediate attention. I was cleared to land on any runway. The downwind and landing were uneventful. After I had turned off the engine, a group of very helpful local pilots gathered around the airplane and helped me remove the cowlings. It took a while to find, but the problem appeared to be that a rubber mounting bush holding the bottom cowling in place had perished, and that it wasn't anything to do with the plastic bag after all. Talking with a local mechanic, I was assured that the perished rubber mount was no big problem, and I could fly safely home to Hayward and get it fixed there. We put the airplane back together and departed for home. The flight was normal, apart from my sense that something wasn't right and my very poor flying technique. Surely the issue was the bottom engine cowling was not secured properly, but that didn't stop me watching the engine gauges so intently that I almost forgot to fly the airplane. By Friday, the airplane was fixed, or so I thought, and by the following weekend, we were ready to fly again. This time it was lunch at Harris Ranch, a small airport next to a truck stop on Interstate 5, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. My wife, my daughter, and my youngest son were on board. Pre-flight was uneventful, run-up was normal, and takeoff seemed fine. However, during the climbing 270 departure, standard noise abatement procedure at Hayward, as I reduced the throttle to climb power, the mixture and manifold pressure became strangely uncoordinated. I struggled to get things adjusted properly and continued the climb. At cruise altitude, I tried to set the engine controls, but again, things didn't seem right. Then there was a strange feeling again that the engine vibrations weren't normal. "Get there at all cost," set in. I didn't want to disappoint my daughter, who was to meet her boyfriend at Harris Ranch. I convinced myself that everything was really fine. When it was time to leave for home, the engine started fine. I started on the run-up checklist, right mag, then left mag. When I switched to the left mag, the engine almost stopped. I tried a few adjustments, such as leaning the mixture to see if there was carbon around the plugs, but the second time I switched to the left mag, the engine did stop. The left magneto had completely failed, and it had probably failed just after takeoff in Hayward. It had very probably been slowly failing since Fullerton the previous weekend. Why had I not simply returned to Hayward, put the airplane on the ground, and had a mechanic check it over? Now I was stuck over 120 miles from home at an airport with no services other than a gas pump. We stayed overnight, and the following morning I found a mechanic at Visalia who was willing to come over and check it out. We left the airplane in his good hands and got a ride home. I think this was the first time I realized how far away from home you can get very quickly in a small aircraft. The flight was 56 minutes. The drive home was more than 3 hours. When the mechanic called 2 days later, he said the left magneto had failed because the wrong parts had been installed at the last overhaul. When the right mag was stripped, it too had the wrong parts. They had both lasted about 300 hours since the overhaul, but apparently they had both been on the verge of failure for quite a while. 2 weeks and quite a few dollars later, Speedbird was back in the hangar at Hayward and running fine. This story might not be quite as exciting as some of the Never Again stories, but I learned a lot. First, don't be afraid to call Pan Pan or Mayday. There are lots of folks out there who are willing and able to help you when you have a problem. I also learned that when something doesn't feel right, it very probably isn't right. Put the airplane on the ground and get a good mechanic to check it out. Don't let the mission seduce you into continuing when things aren't right. The Never Again Podcast is brought to you by AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and by AOPA Pilot Magazine. You can read more Never Again stories online at aopa.org/neveragain. While you're there, you can also join online discussions, check out AOPA's online flight planner, and take interactive online courses from the Air Safety Institute. All of this and more at aopa.org. The Never Again Podcast is produced by Royce Earle. Thanks for listening. Fly safely.